This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Wrapped up in the books, and four more to go. Three more to go. I ran out of fingers. Gretna and Central Catholic are the two games that are coming up, that's coming up immediately. That'll be followed by Ralston and Shadron. And then we'll take Omaha Scut and Hastings St. Cecilia to wrap up the tournament. But right now, everything's focused on Gretna and Grand Island Central Catholic. You got two teams coming up here, two storied reputations, two solid playoff contenders on the same court, and it's not even the playoffs yet.
Well, yeah, and we alluded to this a little bit earlier. When you think in terms of the C1 state champions last year, St. Cecilia Bluehawks, both teams have had their experiences playing St. Cecilia this year. Grand Island Central Catholic has played St. Cecilia very well. Well, Gretna, I believe, is the only team to have defeated St. Cecilia. And so last night was a thrilling contest. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic went at it. St. Cecilia ended up edging out Grand Island Central Catholic by 2. So it's going to be up to Grand Island Central Catholic to rebound here and get a big win against Gretna. The Gretna boys basketball team has two returning starters from last year's 17-5 team, or 17-5 team, led by all-conference forward Tyler, I'm going to go Brungart, and yeah, the all-conference guard Cole Spurgeon, that Dragons look to build on last year's success. Meanwhile, over for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, the Crusaders feature a group of players who prefer an attacking disposition on both ends of the floor. The Crusaders are really going to run up and down this court tonight. The Crusaders are led by three-guard tandem Turner Fahey, Casey Ween, and Seth Warden. And the Fahey leads the Crusaders, averaging 22.5 points a game and shooting 60% from the field. Weens is the dead-eye shooter who averages 13 points a game while shooting 40% from behind the arc. And Warden is an all-around player who specializes as a lockdown defender.
You know, I have to tell you, Tyson, I love this event so much. I mean, I know it's only its second year, but I love how it's gaining momentum, and I love the feel that it gives, because it's almost like these games aren't really part of the regular season, which, of course, they obviously count towards the regular season. But these are matchups that are out of conference when typically they're in conference play at this time. They're out of conference against each other, and teams that they're most likely, very possibly, could see down the road in the playoffs. And these are some fantastic matchups. And when you consider the fact that these matchups were made long ago, it makes it all the more poignant right now when you sit here and you see it like, whoa, these are two solid teams, consistent this year and doing a fantastic job, and you're giving them that playoff feel as they're preparing to go through districts and get into postseason play.
Well, it really reminds me of what the NCAA basketball does the week before the NCAA tournament, the week before the conference tournament starts, actually. They have what they call Bracket Buster Saturday, where you see a lot of those mid-major conference teams play, and they're all teams that are going to be in the NCAA tournament one way or the other, and these are all teams that are going to be there at the end. I mean, they're going to be late into the district tournament, and they're going to be late and into the state tournament as well. So I mean, we're going to see some fantastic teams. We've got a really exciting matchup coming up with Grand Island Central Catholic and Gretna. And don't forget about Ralston and Shadron. We're going to be calling that game as well. And Rob, we talked about that. That's going to be some very intriguing matchups. Now, the one on hand, Gretna and Grand Island Central Catholic, we're just about ready to go down for the starting lineup.
Absolutely. We'll get our starting lineups here. Both these squads, Gretna actually did give us their starting lineups, so we've got an idea of who we can expect for Gretna, but Grand Island Central Catholic kind of playing it close to the sleeve. Dyson's going to be taking care of that, so we'll find out what's going to be happening here. For Gretna, we'll start with them first. Their starting lineup looks a little bit like this under head coach Brad Beacon. Bo Shepherd is a senior guard. He is 6'2". Tyler Miller is a 6-foot junior guard. Cole Spurgeon is a 6'2 junior forward. Jared Bloom is a 6'4 sophomore in that forward position. And then Tyler Brungart, watch for them to come alive. He is a 6'4 senior forward, and he is one tough customer. That's your starting lineup for the Gretna Dragons. For the Central Catholic Crusaders, here's what we expect to be starting with. 6'2 junior Tyler O'Connor. Turner Fahey is a 6-foot junior. Seth Warden is a 6-foot junior. Casey Williams is a 5'11 senior. And Brandon Meyer is a 6'1 senior. Tough lineups on absolutely on both sides. of the floor tonight, and I expect a really fast-paced, quick transition team.
I think that's what we are going to see. We're going to see two teams that really like to run it up and down the floor. What you got to be excited about for Grand Island Central Catholic, Rob? The first three starters you called, all juniors, so they're going to be back next year. And then you've got some great players coming off the bench. I know that Tyler Baronito, he's just a sophomore, and he's already getting quality playing time coming off the bench.
Well, I'm loving the matchup here. Gretna is on the court right now as they are prepared to do battle. And they're all set, both squads shaking hands, getting ready for a great matchup. Looks like we have Casey Wiens. No, check that. That's going to be Brandon Meyer tipping off against Tyler Brungardt, and Central Catholic is going to walk away with the tip-off underway here in a classic matchup from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Grand Island Central Catholic now going to work on the left side. It's picked up by Casey Wiens. He's going to send it right back to the top of the key in the hands of Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor gives it up. Now in the hands of Casey Wiens. Three-point shot to start the game is going to be a little bit short from Seth Warden, just off the mark, and the rebound's going to go to the Dragons as they drive up. Passed off from Tanner Miller. Now given inside. A good inside charge and a good inside look from Cole Spurgeon. He's going to be turned away, but the Dragons will get the rebound. Now passed over to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd on the left side, just outside the arc, will now backpedal, getting solid pressure from Casey Wiens. Over to the left wing now. Passed over to Jarrett Bloom. Bloom gives inside and upended. Is Cole Spurgeon and Tyler O'Connor. Whistle blows. I think it's just a simple ball going out of bounds.
Yeah, ball went off the hands of one of the Grand Island Central Catholic defenders trying to go in there for a steal.
Inbound pass now from the Dragons as they maintain possession. Picked up by Tanner Miller. Miller will backpedal almost to half court. Now passes it over to the right side. Picked up by Spurgeon. Spurgeon goes inside. Boy, he's not afraid to do that. And then a good hand. Tyler O'Connor got a hand on the ball. The ball flies out of bounds, but no foul call. Tyler O'Connor just got clean ball and stripped it cleanly from Cole Spurgeon. Inbound pass now from Tanner Miller. Miller picks it across, beats good inside. Inside the paint, down to the floor it goes, and then thrown up. Tyler Brungardt can't get it to drop. Whistle blows for our first foul of the evening. Still no score this afternoon, however. Foul's going to be on Grand Island Central Catholic. Brandon Meyer will pick up the first foul. First shot up and in from Tyler Brungardt. And as quick as that, it's a 1-0 ball game. A minute and 20 seconds into it. Second shot on the money from Brungardt. He's got 2 points for Gretna. Crusaders now. Drive baseline inside. Good pass. O'Connor threw it up right underneath the post position and couldn't get it to drop. Gretna gets the rebound, and the Dragons back in business underneath and up and in. Clean pass. Bo Shepherd was right there, takes a good feed and drops it in. Gretna up by four. Crusaders now trying to work baseline, can't get it to go. Good pressure from Cole Spurgeon, gets him to turn it over. And the Dragons are back to work and going up for it. And out of bounds it goes, knocked away by Tyler O'Connor. Shepherd was trying to get that easy layup on the left side, went up with it. And then it was knocked away by O'Connor. Dragons will hang on to it. Gretna still up by four. 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass is deep back to half court. Picked up by Bo Shepherd. Shepherd sets a pick. Working around it is Tanner Miller. Miller passes over to the right side. Makes the give to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon now getting pressure. Will dish it off over to the right side. Spurgeon passes it in to Tyler Brungardt. Brungardt backed his way up. Then a three-point shot as it's kicked back out. Tanner Miller's shot was off the mark. And the Crusaders will pick up the ball and a chance to cut into this 4-0 Gretna lead. Driving inside, Casey Wiens thought he could get to the post in time, and he couldn't get it. He was cut off by Jarrett Bloom. Shot is off the mark from Wiens. And the Dragons get it back now. They scored the first 4 points of the ball game. Blocked shot. Crusaders now with a 2-on-1 in transition. Knocked away. Well played by Cole Spurgeon to stop and get the ball from Seth Warden. And Gretna back in position one more time offensively. 3-point shot is up off the mark from Tanner Miller. Dragons with a rebound. Spurgeon goes up and he gets it. He's got his first two. Crusaders now down 6-0, 4:46 to go in the first quarter. Turner Fahey stops for three. His shot is too deep. Rebound goes to the Dragons. Good effort by Tanner Miller to haul it down. He'll push it up in transition, and Shepard's going to go and get the easy two, and we're going to get a timeout for the Crusaders. Score is 8-0. It'll be a long one. We'll take a quick break. 4:31 to go. Gretna on top, 8-0 at the Harlan Hoops Classic. We'll be right back. You're listening to your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Zeller Repair in Ravenna specializes in small engine repair. From mowers to chainsaw motors, Zeller's does it all. So next time you need work on a small engine, contact Zeller Repair in Ravenna. Proud supporter of all area high school sport.
Welcome back to the Harlan Event Center. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you, and a great start for the Gretna Dragons. The Crusaders find themselves in the unfamiliar position of being down by 8 points, 8-0. Here in the first quarter, a lot of ball game to be played, but the Crusaders can't seem to find their rhythm. And the Dragons are right on top of it. Good efforts all the way around. Bo Shepard with 4 points so far. Cole Spurgeon with two. Tyler Brungard has two free throws, and that's how Gretna racked up their 8 points. Back to work now. The Crusaders with the ball. 4:25 to go in the first period. Michael Hudek was in, and he is going to get a traveling violation. And it'll be a turnover, and the Dragons will pick up another opportunity. And Gretna making a clear statement. They came to Grand Island to play. Tyler Ortlieb in the ballgame for the Dragons, and he gets pinned in the corner. And the rest of the Dragons come back and bail him out as they maintain the pressure now, working around the right side. Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon makes the give to Tanner Miller. Miller drives inside, dishes off to Shepard at the last minute. Shepard can't find the handle on it. The ball's going to be knocked away. Shepard complains a little bit to the official and then wisely retreats as the Crusaders will take the ball with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic still looking at that big goose egg on the board. More than halfway through the first period, and the Crusaders have yet to put a decent shot up either. Bounce inside now, picked up by Brandon Meyer. Meyer makes the give over to the left side. Hudek is there. Ball's going to be picked off, and hustling up with it is Bo Shepard, and Shepard's going to have a double dribble called on him. The ball was loose as he picked it up and tried to get the breakaway and lost control of it briefly, gets charged. Hudek.
Michael Hudek.
Got it. All right, back to action now. The Crusaders will have the ball.
That is the one thing we don't get. We do not get pronunciation guides before the start of the game.
No, we do not. And I wish we did, because these guys play too hard all season to not have their name called correctly on the radio. But when we don't hear from the coaches, when we don't get that help from the schools, then we do the best we can, folks. Pass around on the right side. Grand Island Central Catholic now still trying to crack that board and see if that scoreboard works on their side. Right now all it does is show zero as Seth Warden tries to go inside. He gets turned away. Turner Fahey back with the ball as he passes around the right side. Picks up Tyler Barrientos, who's in for the Crusaders. Fahey now with the ball, directing traffic, works his way off the pick, tries to get inside of the baseline, gets turned away by Tanner Miller. Solid pressure by the Dragons, and the Crusaders are just frustrated as the ball gets bounced down, rolls around. Tyler Barron, Barrientos, rather.
Very
lost
good,
the handle.
Yeah, very good defensive pressure so far from Gretna. They're not giving Grand Island anything to look at.
Nope, 8-0 is our score so far. 2:20 to go in the first quarter, all the way to the hoop, and a right-handed layup goes up and in. Bo Shepherd has 6 of the Dragon points, and that one came pretty easily as he just drove in the right side with that right-handed layup and met no resistance across the paint. So you have to wonder if that loss that the Crusaders had at the hands of St. Cecilia is weighing heavily on them now as they try to regroup and get back to normal.
Well, and it was just last night, too, so, you know, there's not a lot of layoff, and then you got to come in here and play the Heartland Hoops Classic. So.
And you're playing back-to-back real tough teams like St. Cecilia and Gretna, and it'll wear a team down in a hurry. Crusaders now, minute 38 to go in the first quarter. 10-0 is the score. Three-point shot is up off the mark from Turner Fahey. Can't get the rebound, and it'll go towards Grand Island Center, or excuse me, go towards Gretna. And the Dragons have completely dominated this first period. No pressure from Grand Island Central Catholic as they let the Dragons hustle it up. It'll be Tanner Miller working his way across midcourt. Clock down to 1:27. Dragons again up by 10. Shepherd goes inside, draws some traffic, kicks it back outside. Three-point shot up and no good from Tanner Miller. Crusaders will get the board, and hustling it back is Casey Wiens. He'll send it quickly to the wing where Turner Fahey is there. Fahey will walk it back out now to the top of the key, and then underneath and off the backboard, the Crusaders, nothing dropping for him. Good drive, good penetration by Fahey, and he just couldn't get it up. Michael Hodak was there with an easy shot, and it was just too strong off the backboard. And Grand Island Central Catholic turned away on another offensive opportunity. Clock under a minute now as Gretna goes back to work. Tyler Ortiz has the ball for the Dragons as he works his way around the right side, makes the pass over, picks up Jared Bloom. Bloom holds on to it and then gives it back to Bo Shepherd on that right wing. Shepherd tries to go baseline, gets turned away, and I think he was on the line when he tried to pass it. Good pressure from the Crusaders' defense. Turner Fahey was all over it, making Shepherd work for that one, and Shepherd just towed the line. And now they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Turner Fahey. So they'll get it back. The Dragons will. Clock now under 35 seconds. Going up for the shot was Cole Spurgeon. And I think he drew the foul in the process. Foul's going to be called on Tyler O'Connor. Picks up Grand Island's second foul. It'll be his first. And to the line will go Cole Spurgeon. He has 2 points on the night. Make it three as his first free throw finds its way home. 11-0 is our score. We'll have 35 seconds to play in the first period. That belongs completely to the Gretna Dragons. Spurgeon now. Shot is up and in. And it's 12-0. And the Crusaders now will play for the last shot and hopefully their first points of the ball game as they're being shocked by the Gretna Dragons right now. 12-0. Still tight defense by the Dragons. Crusaders now. Tyler O'Connor sends it back to Fahey as they watch the clock wind down to under 15 seconds now.
It's just important to come away with something here, Rob. Anything to get a spark in this team before
absolutely.
The end of the first
Fahey
quarter.
Goes inside from the free throw line, throws it up, and it's on the money. Turner Fahey pops his first points of the game as the clock winds down to zero. So we'll go to the second period. 12 points for Gretna, 2 for Grand Island Central Catholic. You're listening to the Harlan Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstations at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Well, Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you in a game that we expected. A fast transition, a lot of running and a lot of hustling back and forth across the up and down the court. And so far we've only seen half of that. Gretna dominating that first period of play, 12-2. And Grand Island Central Catholic didn't even get on the board until the last second, when Turner Fahey was able to pop from a foot beyond the free throw line on a field goal attempt. But Gretna on top in that first period. Bo Shepherd had 6 points, Cole Spurgeon had four, and Tyler Brungardt had two. And we'll get back to second quarter action now. The Crusaders will have possession of the ball, so a chance for them to score on two successive trips down offensively. And would love to see it happen. Shot is up. It's a three-point shot. No good from O'Connor. The Dragons will get it back as they work their way up court now. Hustling it down is Jared Bloom. Bloom sends it over to the wing. Now it's all the way across. And to the top of the key it comes. Tanner Miller. Ball now in the hands of Bo Shepherd on the right side. Pass inside. Good pass. Good read. And a good drop as Jared Bloom drops it home. I actually think they gave that to Tanner Miller. They did. So Miller credited with the point, 14-2. Clock now at 7:04 to go in the first half, and the Crusaders trying to battle their way back. Down now by 12, 14-2. Three-point shot goes up from Seth Warden. It's no good. Rebound goes to the Dragons. Hustling it back is Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon now works around the left side. Fake on the three-pointer from Tanner Miller. He goes up, drives inside, hits the rim, turned away. Crusaders come back in transition. Ball's going to be knocked away. Crusaders had the shot, had the basket down there, but Tyler O'Connor watched the ball get swatted right into the hands of the Dragons, and Gretna comes right back with it. Everything going Gretna's way right now. In the second half, or second quarter here, three-point shot is up and on the money from Tanner Miller. Miller now with 5 points. Crusaders now coming back down by 15. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Bounce pass inside from the baseline. Six-footer gets turned away. Rebound goes up and in. Tyler O'Connor finds the bottom of the net for Central Catholic, and the lead now is to 13. 17-4. 5:45 to go in the half. Dragons now. Shots, or pass rather, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Gretna. Good position, good defense by Tyler O'Connor. And the Crusaders will have an opportunity to cut into that 13-point lead now. Coach Bill Gavers calling the shots for Central Catholic. Down but not out here in the second quarter. Turner Fahey sends it right back out to O'Connor. Ball in the hands of Seth Warden. Shot goes up. A three-pointer is going to be no good from Turner Fahey, and the Dragons will get it back. Good position now. Jared Bloom with the ball. Shot knocked around, and whistle blows. Central Catholic will get it back with 5:02 to go. The Crusaders trail by 13. A gut check for the Crusaders. Can they battle away after being down by so many? Brandon Meyer, shot goes up, 3 point. No, it's a 2 point shot that finds the bottom of the net. Casey Williams on the board for Grand Island Central Catholic. The lead is now 11 for Gretna. Tyler Ortiz working hard on the right side. Gives it right back to the top of the key to Tanner Miller. Miller backpedals. Getting pressure from Fahey. Fahey goes to the ground. Now driving inside. Good pass to Tyler Brungard inside, who drops a shoulder, and the Crusader drops to the floor. Wardeen is going to be called for the foul for Grand Island Central Catholic. It'll be enough for Tyler Brungard. Brungard had position, but had to work his way to get inside, and Wardeen makes the foul. Tyler Brungard, in turn, continues his perfect effort from the free throw line. He just hit the first one. He's 3 for 3 on the afternoon, and coming up for his second shot now. Shot is up. It spins. It bounces off the rim. It's no good. Rebound goes to Grand Island Central Catholic, and the Crusaders now down by 12. 3-point shot on the outside. Way over. No good from Tyler O'Connor. Rebound goes to the Dragons. Boy, defensively, the rebounds are going for Gretna. Cross midcourt now comes Cole Spurgeon. He loses control of it as he battles against Tyler O'Connor, and then Spurgeon will finally get a hold of it and bring it down, and then lose it on the left side as he tries to go inside, and the Crusaders come away with it. Going inside, off the penetration. The shot goes up off the backboard. Turner Fahey. Fahey gets it down. We got a timeout. Gretna, it's a short one. We'll stay here with you. A lot of activity as Grand Island tries to battle back. They're only down by 10 now. They're starting to find some spots. They're starting to make some things happen.
Yeah, they really are. They've really come out in this second quarter and start to find their offensive rhythm. I think they were it just seemed to be that they hadn't made the adjustments to the way Gretna was playing defense, very tight defensive pressure. Now you're starting to see them get some more help offensively, get some more ball screens, and just get some more people open for some open shots. And they've been starting to hit them a little bit here in the second quarter, climbing into Gretna lead. I think a lot of it is that you don't want to go into the second quarter after they started off the way they did. You can't go in with your heads down. You got to kind of start over if you're Grand Island Central Catholic, and they've been doing a good job of that here in the second quarter, trying to work their way back into this ballgame.
Still a lot of ball game to play here. We're back to action now with 3:34 to go. Crusaders now put on a little bit of defensive pressure. Seth Wardeen now is battling against Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon breaks the press and works his way down. Ball's on the ground, and the Crusaders are going to come away with it, and instead of going for the breakaway, Casey Wiens wisely pulls back, makes the give to Turner Fahey. Fahey's 3-point shot was no good, and the Dragons get it back and work their way down court. Spurgeon now with the ball at the top of the key, getting pressure from Tyler Barrientos. Ball's batted around. Tyler Ortiz hangs onto it for the Dragons, now works it around to the right side. Back to the top of the key now to Ortlieb, and Ortlieb, I think there was a push underneath. Yep, foul's going to be called on Hodek, and that'll be his first. Nope, not Hodek. On Fahey. Grand Island now with the ball. Crusaders down by 10. 2:38 to go in the first half. Ball works around now, picked up by Turner Fahey. Thinking about going for three was Wardeen. He pushes it off now to the right side. Ball's in the hands of Hodak. Hodak's going to drop a shoulder, try to go inside. He'll be turned away by Tyler Brungard. And the ball comes out, works its way down towards the top of the key in the hands of Tyler Barrientos. Fahey goes inside, loses the handle, scrum for it. It's going to come out to the Dragons. And then I think, did we get a foul?
No,
or traveling call?
Just a quick timeout. When they finally got possession, there was still sort of a scrum, so they wanted to make sure and get the timeout so that they could retain possession here late into the second quarter.
Gretna calls the timeout. We'll stay with you. 18-8. Is our score. Solid effort all the way around for Gretna starters as they're started out at least firing on all cylinders, and now it's kind of sputtering each way. But Grand Island Central Catholic with a couple of opportunities down there that should have went their way, and they ends up getting knocked around, and the Dragons bring it right back.
Well, the thing is with the Gretna Dragons, if you miss a shot offensively, you're not going to get another opportunity to get that ball back, because Gretna is absolutely flying to the boards, and that's the way they played basketball season long. They are one of the better rebounding teams in the state of Nebraska.
Well, if you could make those boards count and take advantage of them and convert after them, the points will rack up. And right now the Dragons have that 10-point lead. Still got some pressure now from Grand Island Central Catholic as we get underway, and we're going to get a foul called.
Should probably be a reach in there on
Casey Williams. Yeah.
Would that be the son of Joel Williams, by chance?
Very, very possible.
Or at least a relative, distant cousin?
I think that's a safe bet. All right, the Dragons will have the ball, and it'll be Tyler Ortlieb who will handle the duty at center court. Gets it in, gets it right back now, getting pressure from Turner Fahey. Fahey makes him dish it off. Bo Shepherd makes a pass all the way across the court. Now driving inside, Jared Bloom tries to go baseline, get it into the big guy. It's going to be kicked back out. Three-point shot goes up from Cole Spurgeon, and he hits it. Cole Spurgeon. 21-8. In a dominant performance now for Gretna. That was a big shot in the arm for the Dragons. We got a buck 30 to go now in the first half. Off the backboard. Good play on the inside. Hodek gets his first field goal of the night. And then the other way, the Dragons pushing up. Foul is called. Hodek will pick up his first personal foul. It'll be enough to send Tyler Brungardt to the line. First shot is up. It's true from Brungardt. That's all he's got is free throws tonight. He's 4 for 5. Brungardt is a 6'4 senior. Putting some points up now. Converts the second one. And it's 23-10 with a minute 15 to go in the first half. Crusaders still trying to look for an answer against this Dragon defense. Bounced over to the left side now. Whistle blows. Weens can't Seth Wardine will pick up an offensive foul. That's kind of a misplay. Grand Island Central Catholic now has no more fouls to give. Gretna will have the ball now, up by 13. Clock at a minute now in the first half. All Gretna so far. Ortlieb now drives, turns it around, gives it back to Shepherd. Shepherd works it around the left side now. Coming around the top of the key is Tanner Miller. Backpedals, now pushes it over to the right side where it's picked up by Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon's pass is going to be picked off in transition. Breakaway for Casey Weens. He's up off the backboard. He can't get it to go. Rebound went right into the hands of Brandon Meyer. Meyer goes up, and he's going to draw the foul. Spurgeon now. Will pick up his first foul. Crusaders will call a timeout.
Had to call a timeout there to avoid the 5-second violation on the inbounds pass.
Big pressure from Gretna just took away all the avenues. And it's just one more thing that is frustrating this Grand Island Central Catholic team.
Well, and you look at the numbers, Rob, and like we said, Grand Island Central Catholic did get off to a really cold start, trailing 12-2 at the end of the first quarter. They've since turned it around, but Gretna is starting to take the game back over here late into the second quarter and stretching this out to a 13-point lead. A couple three-pointers, that one three-pointer really helped, and then Gretna just getting it done. They're getting the ball down low, and they're forcing Grand Island into the Grand Island Central Catholic in this in foul trouble. As you know, there, I think they don't have any more fouls to give here in this first half, so that's something the Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be have to watch out for late in the game. They're going to have to figure out ways to score, getting some outside shots and kicking the ball out.
Exactly. We're looking at 23-10 now, clock to 38 seconds. The Crusaders now trying to tighten things up a little bit. Working around now to the top of the key. It's picked up by Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor dishes to the left, picks up Weens. Weens' three-point shot is no good, and the Dragons once again are there. Great play by Tyler Ortlieb. He goes coast to coast, lays it up off the backboard. It's no good. Crusaders will pick it up. They'll hustle it back now. Losing control of it was Turner Fahey, and then The Dragons will lose it, and getting it right back is Hodak, and Hodak picks up another two. Clock down to three. We've got a travel violation called on Tyler Ordley. I thought he was trying to call a timeout. He was just trying to hold on to the ball and keep from traveling. So the Crusaders will have but 2.4 seconds to try to make something happen. All set up for that half-court shot off the inbound pass from Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor heaves it down, picked up nicely by Fahey. Fahey gets the last-second shot. Had a good look at it, but just didn't put enough on it as it sails into the crowd. And the first half is finished, 23-12. Gretna Dragons up on top. We'll take a quick break, come back, and enjoy some halftime festivities and get you the some numbers and let you know what else is going on some of our sister stations around here. You're listening to high school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman Mayne, Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman Mayne, Kostler & Cottle, PC, CPA.
Who is? Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. Halftime in the Heartland Hoops Classic. A great matchup on paper is not going the way that the bookmakers called it, and not going the way for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders find themselves down 23-12 at halftime. They started off that first quarter, down 10-2. I mean, they didn't have any points to show for that first half, or first quarter again, until Turner Fahey hit the last shot of the first quarter. Tough start for Grand Island Central Catholic. They're working to get back into the contest in the second quarter, but clearly they've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, Rob, and it all starts on the at the rebounds, at the offensive and defensive boards. Right now they're getting really handled by Gretna, especially on the defensive boards. You look at those numbers right now. Gretna has 12 defensive rebounds to Grand Island Central Catholic's 6. I have them for 6 defensive rebounds in the first half. And that Gretna has just been really physical on a defensive with their defense, their defensive pressure. And I think Grand Island Central Catholic, they've been coming out, normally they come out and they start shooting the ball really well. They come out and they love to run the floor. Well, Gretna's really quick. They're getting back, and they're not giving Grand Island Central Catholic anything to do offensively. And that was the main thing to start off the first half. And you turn it around, Grand Island Central Catholic's trying to work their way back into the game. And but Gretna was able to pull away, and they pulled away there at the end of the second quarter by getting Grand Island Central Catholic into foul trouble, because they're getting that ball down low, and there is some size mismatches that Gretna has on Grand Island Central Catholic, and right now they're really utilizing those.
The good thing about the fouls for Grand Island Central Catholic is they're kind of spread out. Only Seth Wardine has 2 fouls. Everybody else is scattered with 1, but they can start to add up in a hurry, and that could lead to some problems for Central Catholic. Certainly, it's a lot of those are due to the frustration of just not being able to run your game, that you've had so much success all year long, and now all of a sudden you bump into this Gretna team that is pretty solid and pretty established in their own right. And that's very frustrating for Central Catholic as they try to find a way to make their game work, try to find the avenue. They just can't make those adjustments. We'll see what kind of changes they'll make at halftime.
Well, and the foul trouble for Grand Island Central Catholic might not be that you're in trouble of getting fouled out, but you know when your team starts to add up those fouls, and certainly they are spread out, but that's going to cost you at the free throw line, because Gretna has shown that they can hit. They're hitting a really good percentage right now. I think only have missed 1 free throw. They're shooting 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and so you know when you're trying to work your way back into a game, and teams are coming down there, and if you're getting into fouls, and they're hitting their 2 points every single time down the court, then it just makes it that much harder for Grand Island Central Catholic to come back in this game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you do have to look at that. You take away 7 points on those fouls for Gretna, those conversions, and we got a whole different look to this ball game. I just think that that Bill Gavers with Grand Island Central Catholic calls a good game, and I don't see Central Catholic being down for long. I see them narrowing this gap. I mean, it's only 11 points at halftime. I don't see them running into too much trouble getting back, but I also don't see Gretna letting up any.
Well, that's just the thing. I mean, they're going to be. I think the second half is going to be really exciting to see what's going to happen here when they come back out onto the court, because you know that Grand Island Central Catholic is going into this locker room. They know they're down by 11. They know they got to work fast, and that's the way they love to play. They love to play their fast-paced offense, and so they're going to be trying to score points in bunches. But meanwhile, that Gretna defense is still going to be there. They're not going to let up. So very interesting to see kind of which side takes a little bit more edge here in this third quarter, because I think the team that comes out and plays the best in the third quarter, maybe in the first 5 minutes, that's going to be the momentum. You know, and if Grand Island, all they've got to do is grab a little bit of momentum right now. Right now it's on Gretna's sideline, obviously, by pulling out to an 11-point lead, 23-12 here at halftime. But Grand Island Central Catholic grabs the momentum back, and we can see that lead start to slip away in a hurry. Right, you know, what I always try to tell people is an 11-point lead or a 10-point lead is still only five possessions. And if I get five defensive rebounds and you convert on those defensive rebounds and your team is right back in the ballgame, it looks bad when you look up at the scoreboard, but in all actuality, what is it besides being down by 11?
Yeah, you know what? You make a very good point there. It's there's not that many possessions to narrow that down. You tighten up your defense a little bit and you eliminate some of those defensive rebounds that, boy, Gretna is just absolutely racking in. And again, now you're back in the game, and you got a little bit more of an opportunity to work on things and get a lead back and get back into it and be competitive here.
And the size mismatch is there with the Gretna on the defensive boards, but you know, just simple getting back to the basics. All that's what they got to do, Rob. They got to get back to the basics, and I think it's going to be on the offensive side of the ball. When that shot goes up, I mean, you got to see Grand Island Central Catholic flying towards their offensive rebound. They got to be following their shots. The big men have to box out and get their guards to get in there and get that offensive board and put it up for an easy two.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, that's how we'll go into in halftime here, or we'll come back here in just a moment. But 23-12 is our score. The Gretna Dragons on top of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. When we come back, we'll tell you about some of the other games and fun things going on some of our sister stations. So you're listening to high school basketball from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. It's the Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Superstations and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you. Proud to be here for the Heartland Hoops Classic. Great matchup going on here right now. Gretna on top, 23-12 over Grand Island Central Catholic. We just wrapped up Axtell and Ewing. Ewing comes out on top, Axtell comes out on top, 51-50. We're going to be here for two more ball games after this. We've got Ralston and Shadron coming your way at 6:15 right here on your ESPN Superstation. And at 8 o'clock, Blaine Bulis will drop in. He'll take the Omaha Scut and Hastings St. Cecilia matchup that everyone is really, really waiting for on that end. But going on while we're speaking right now, Doug Duda is in Amherst for the high school wrestling D3 district finals on our Classic Hits 98.9 FM station, KKPR. A little bit later today on KKPR, we'll have the USHL hockey matchup, the Tri-City Storm taking on Sioux City in Sioux City. Pre-game will come your way on Classic Hits 98.9 at 6:50. Face-off comes your way at 7:05. And we still have the girls or women's basketball game going on, Nebraska at Missouri, on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM. That might be worth checking out. Not that we're encouraging you to depart from Gretna and Grand Island Central Catholic, because we're looking forward to getting back to some second half action coming here. The Crusaders have emerged from the battle back on the court and then taking their shots, and now Gretna has emerged from the locker room.
I've just been told that it is one of my friends was at the Grand Island Central Catholic game last night, and their PA announcer announced it Turner Fay, not Fahey.
Okay, we'll go with Turner Fay then. It's always the communication. If we can find out what it is, we'll definitely try to do our best to get it correct. So Turner Fay with 4 points tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic. Michael Hodak with 4 points as well. And over for Gretna, we've got Cole Spurgeon with 7 points, Bo Shepherd with six, Tyler Brungart with five, and Tanner Miller with five for Gretna. And Gretna got off to a great start, and then all of a sudden it looks like Central Catholic started to get a little bit of grip. They started to play a little bit of one for one. So Gretna holding on to this 11-point lead as we get into, they led by 10 at the end of the first quarter, 11 at the end of the second quarter. So back to work now here in the second half of play at your Heartland Hoops Classic. Gretna with the ball. Passes over to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd now picking up pressure from Seth Wardine. Coach Bill Gavers calling out the shots defensively for the Crusaders as Gretna continues to work on it. Jared Bloom, the 6'4 sophomore for the Dragons, makes the pass to Shepherd. Shepherd will give it up now to the top of the key now. Comes Tanner Miller. Miller, good court presence as he backs towards that half-court line and then turns it around. Makes the dish to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon sends it right back in the hands to Shepherd. Shepherd goes inside the paint, drives, cuts, makes a move. Ball goes in. Bo Shepherd picks up his eighth point. It was a nice right-handed layup that really he had to do a lot of ball movement to get it around the Crusaders defending. Turner Fay now with the ball to the top of the key, over to the left side now, passed by Wiens. Wiens will give to Wardine. Wardine back to Brandon Meyer. Meyer puts it up off the three. It bounces, rattles around, and drops out. Dragons are there to haul it down. Good defensive board by Jared Bloom. Three-point shot the other way. It's a three-point conversion for Tyler Miller. That's a big three-pointer, 28-12. Crusaders now down by 16, 28-12. Seth Wardine now with the ball for the Crusaders. Ball's handed off to Turner Fay. Fay bounce pass over to the left side, picks up Casey Wiens. Wiens works his way back now, getting covered by Tanner Miller. He'll hand off one more time to Turner Fay. Fay goes inside. He gets turned away. Long pass over to the other side, to the right side. Wiens sends it right back, and now a three-point shot goes up and in. Turner Fay, that's a big three-pointer, and the Crusaders now down by 13. Inside the other way, drive, rebound goes up. The Gretna Dragons were there. Jared Bloom pops his first two of the night. And we're back to a 15-point lead for the Dragons. Crusaders trying to close the gap now. 30-15, 5:32 to go in the third quarter. Ball bounces out. Gretna comes away with it. Good defensive effort by Bo Shepherd. Shepherd now with the ball on the left side, outside the key. Passed over to the left side again. Shepherd drops a shoulder, tries to go inside the paint, off the backboard, up and in. Shepherd, Bo Shepherd made a nice cut and a good read, and I think we're going to get a timeout from Central Catholic with 5:05 to go. It's 32-15, Gretna over Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a quick break and come back with more action from your Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Once again, welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. Hope you're enjoying our Heartland Hoops Classic coverage on your ESPN Superstations, 1460 and 1550. We're certainly glad to be here, and we're watching the Gretna Dragons and Grand Island Central Catholic go at it. Gretna on top, 32-15 over the Crusaders. We've got 5:05 to go in the third quarter, and just when you think the Crusaders are gaining a little momentum with a solid three-point play by Turner Faye, Gretna turns it around and answers right back.
Gretna really does go into that other gear offensively. They know they don't want to get Grand Island Central Catholic any opportunity to get back into this game.
Driving inside now with Brandon Meyer on the left side, draws the foul. See what the foul's going to be called on now, or is it just knocked out of bounds?
Looks like just knocked out of bounds.
Just knocked out of bounds. Grand Island Central Catholic will maintain possession now, working it over to the right side. Casey Weens looking for help, finds it. And Barrientos, and now the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and Gretna's going to get a good defensive play for the Dragons.
Just miscommunication there on Barrientos as he throws the ball. He expected it to be an inside pass, and he threw it outside to him, and it went behind his back.
So the Dragons now with an opportunity to stretch this lead. 32-15 is our score. We've got 4:25 remaining in the third quarter, driving inside the paint, then dishing off to Tyler Brungard. Brungard's shot's no good. He'll get a second shot at it. Make this one go. Does he get it or did he commit the foul?
He's going to get the bucket and the boo-boo, Rob. Sorry if I'm stealing your catchphrase.
It's not mine.
Oh, okay. But I like it.
Tyler Brungard.
And one for Tyler Brungard.
Foul's going to be called on Brandon Meyer. That'll be his second. And to the line goes Brungard. He's 5 for 6. Make it 6 for 7 as he completes that three-point play. 8 points for Brungard for the Dragons. 35-15. That's a 20-point Gretna lead. Three-point shot is up. No good from Casey Weens. Hustling out of bounds. Good effort. Brandon Meyer fought for it to try to get it back. Couldn't make it happen. Ends up falling into the side bench. And Gretna's going to pick it back to the bench now. It's going to go Jared Bloom. And back in the ballgame is Tyler Ortlieb, 5'11 junior for the Dragons, off the bench. Tanner Miller works it across, getting pressure from Turner Faye. Drops a shoulder, drives across. Pass over to the left side, picked up by Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon takes it around to the top, outside the arc. Passes off to the right side to Bo Shepard. Shepard spun around with the ball. Ball's now down on the court. And the Crusaders are going to come away with this one and an opportunity to cut into this lead now. Good hands by Casey Weens keeps the Crusaders in business. Three-point shot off the mark from Weens. And the Dragons will bring it back, and in transition the pass will go over to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon goes baseline, tries to throw it up. Good defensive effort. Solid play by Tyler Barrientos. And the Dragons are going to pick up a turnover as the pocket from Barrientos was picked. Tanner Miller makes a shot. It's no good. The Crusaders now will get it back, and they'll hustle it up. Turner Faye drives inside the paint, and he's going to be fouled in the process. He was looking to make a pass and had the ball knocked away. Tyler Early picks up his first personal foul. And I think this is the first time we've had the Crusaders at the free throw line.
This is the first free throw attempt from Grand Island Central Catholic.
Faye's first shot up and in. 35-16. We'll have 3 minutes and 1 second to play in the third quarter when we get back to action. Faye now with 8 of Grand Island Central Catholic's points. Shot is up and no good. No good from Faye, so we're back to action. The Dragons get the board. Hustling it back up is Ortlieb. Works off the pick. Nope, he kept it himself. Now he throws it off. Tough Crusader defense now. Playing tight on Tanner Miller. Not giving him a lot of room. He's way outside the arc right now. Passed over to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd tries to go inside. He's going to get turned away. Then he tries to make a quick pass to Tyler Brungardt inside, and Brungardt was well covered. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and the Crusaders will catch a break. And he gets the ball back as they work to try to narrow this lead. It's 19 points in front. Gretna having their way. Grand Island Central Catholic trying to get it back. Two-point shot, a long two-point shot from the right side, picked up by Casey Ween. And now some pressure from the Crusaders as they try to force another turnover, and Gretna, good ball handling by Cole Spurgeon, breaks the press as he works his way now towards the right side. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, pass down to the baseline on the left side. Inside, Brungardt goes up, he's going to draw the foul from Hodek. Hodek will pick up foul number two. It'll send Tyler Brungardt to the line. Brungardt's first shot up and on the money.
Brungardt picking up a lot of his points so far from the free throw line.
I think he's only got one field goal on the night, or the afternoon, rather. He's got 9 points, make it 10. He's only got one miss from the free throw line. 8 for 9?
That's what I have him for.
I'm running out of room in my free throw column for him. Tyler Brungardt makes it a 37-18 game. Crusaders come back and popping it up and in. Nice touch from Turner Fay.
Nice little spin move there to get to the basket.
37-20 is our score. We've got a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Dragons so far. On the right side now is Tyler Ortlieb. He'll make the drive inside. Misses a shot, but there with the follow-up was Jared Bloom. Bloom has 4 points on the night for Gretna. 39-20 is our score. Crusaders can't manage to put some shots together and then play defense. 3-point shot is up. It's going to be short from Barrientos. Did we get a timeout call?
Yep, got a timeout called.
Timeout. Bill Gabers wants to talk about it. We'll have a minute four. I think it's going to be a short one, so we'll stay here with you nevertheless. But it just seems that every time that Grand Island Central Catholic can put 2 points together, Gretna's right there to put 2 points together.
Well, and now Gretna's starting to get the job done on the offensive glass, too, Rob. They got 3 offensive rebounds here in this third quarter, and that's really limiting any opportunity that Grand Island Central Catholic has to get back into this game. Grand Island Central Catholic, they knew they came out in the second half, and they knew they had to start shooting the outside shot a little bit, and those aren't falling either, as they're only 1 of 4 from the three-point line. The shooting right now is only 3 of 6 so far here in the third quarter. So, you know, Grand Island Central Catholic, they got to start getting those shots to fall, and they're just not falling, which is led to the Dragons pulling out to a 19-point lead here with 1 minute and 4 seconds left in the third quarter.
Absolutely. The Dragons at this point would be very happy to play one-on-one, you know, point for point towards the end of the game and walk away with a pretty handy lead. They're up by 19 right now, but the Crusaders are going to have to pick up their level of play. Almost losing the ball was Turner Fay. Good defense. He'll finally dish it back off. Now he's going to take it back. Pushes it over to the wing side. Tough handling job by Barrientos, and Barrientos will send it right back out to Brandon Meyer. Meyer spins his move and gets right back into it and drops in his first 2 points of the game. Good field goal for Brandon Meyer. We'll see if this Crusader defense can step it up a notch. Clock down to 33 seconds. 2-point shot up and in. Solid. Nice touch by Tanner Miller. Miller with 10 points on the night. Clock down to 24. 3-point shot, no good from Fay. Rebound goes to the Crusaders. Second attempt is no good from the baseline. Hauled down by the Dragons. And Gretna's going to lose it in the transition. They'll get it right back. Here comes Fay inside off the baseline. Didn't see who got that point. at the buzzer, but that's how we'll end our third period, 41-24. Gretna on top of Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a quick break, come back with our final 8 minutes to play from the Heartland Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osman, Tyson Havronic with you. Glad to have you aboard on our ESPN Superstations, 1460 and 1550. Gretna Dragons on top of Grand Island Central Catholic, 41-24. We've got 8 minutes to play when we get back to action, and time running out for Grand Island Central Catholic. They're really going to have to tighten their belts here a little bit.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's really frustrating when you come out and you've tried everything you can and you're not getting your shots to fall. You know, obviously a Grand Island Central Catholic team that has played two incredibly tough, talented teams here in the last 2 days. And you just kind of wonder if they're out of gas here, if they only have 8 minutes left to play in this game.
Well, we'll find out. They're going to have to dig deep after playing a tough game late last night and coming away empty-handed. They'd hate to do it again, but you put a lot, that much effort forth, and it'll take a lot out of you. You always forget these are high school kids, so they can recover a little bit quicker, but it still wears on you. Foul is going to be called on Brandon Meyer. Meyer will pick up his third, and Gretna will take over possession of the ball now as they're working against this Crusader press. Pass up ahead is going to be knocked out of bounds. Was it tipped by the Crusaders? Yes. So the Dragons will hold on to the ball. 7:36 to go in the ball game. Still 41-24. Inbound pass picked up nicely. Bo Shepherd over on the right side being covered by Casey Weems. Now Shepherd will drop it up. He'll hand it off to Tanner Miller. Miller makes the give to Brungard. Brungard tries to go inside, gets turned away, and they'll kick it right back out and around the other side. Jared Bloom now makes the give over on the left side to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd goes the long way around but drives inside the paint. His shot no good. It gets kicked out, and there to pick it up was Tanner Miller. Miller drives inside, has it knocked away, and the Crusaders are going to get this one with 7:09 to go. More of these opportunities for the Crusaders would certainly go a long way towards tightening the score, but 41-24 is a big hill for this Grand Island Central Catholic team to climb, especially against this tough Gretna team. Seth Wardeen thought about going for three, and then we're going to get a foul called on the Dragons as Turner Fay works his way around the right side and will pick up the foul. He gets pushed. Foul's going to be on Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon's second personal foul. Crusaders now trying to work it inside. Good spin move. Good move off the backboard. Nice touch. Barrientos drops it in for his first field goal tonight. And then the other way in transition, the layup is off the mark from Jared Bloom, but the Dragons will get it back, and there to finish the job with Tyler Brungard. Brungard now makes it a 43-26 contest with 6:23 to go in the ball game, and the Crusaders looking for a little bit of help. Three-point shot way outside the arc, and around the rim it goes and off the side from Casey Weens. Dragons there for the board, bringing it up. Nice pass late in the baseline. Second attempt now going up from Jared Bloom. He got turned away, but drew the foul, rather. We'll see who Grand Island was charged with. It'll be Brandon Meyer, and I think that's his fourth. That's dangerous for Central Catholic. Brandon Meyer offensively has scored two, but with four defensive fouls, he's really making his presence felt.
Somebody other than Brungard goes to the line.
That's true. Jared Bloom misses his first one, but he's at the line.
Tell you what, Rob, to start this fourth quarter, just more dominating presence on the glass from Gretna. They already have four offensive rebounds here to start off this fourth quarter, and we're only 2 minutes in.
Second shot from Bloom is good. He's got five on the afternoon, and the Crusaders are looking at the clock. 6 minutes showing. 44-26 is the score. Crusaders in trouble against this tough Gretna ball club. Casey Weens tries to pass it inside, will instead give it to Wardeen. Wardeen will kick it right back out to Barrientos, and Barrientos will drop it in. 4 points for Tyler Barrientos, all of them in the fourth quarter here. Pass is going to be picked off from the Dragons. Crusaders get a break, and we're going to get a foul called. I think it's going to go against Tyler Ortlieb.
Grand Island Central Catholic moving into the full court press, putting pressure on Gretna. And you kind of wonder, do we get a timeout here?
Bad pass will cost Gretna, and Coach Brad Feakin of the Gretna Dragons not too terribly happy about it.
No, and it's just a matter of Grand Island Central Catholic putting on the pressure. You know, you got to have your press breaks. You got to have those set and getting ready. And, you know, you don't like to see that. You don't want to give Grand Island Central Catholic any opportunity to try to get back in this game if you're Gretna. So you just got to go back to what your offensive sets here. And I'm kind of surprised that we haven't seen a little bit more pressure from Grand Island Central Catholic throughout the second half. They really haven't been going into that full court press as much as you'd think. And they just start here off into the fourth quarter when they're down by 44-28. You know, you apply that pressure on a little bit earlier, and maybe you start to whittle that away after they were down by 23-12 at halftime.
Yeah, that's true. I would expect to see Grand Island Central Catholic tightening the screws a little bit, trying to force some more turnovers like we just saw in there, because clearly they can make it work, but it's just not going their way. 44-28 is our score, and you just have to wonder, has Grand Island Central Catholic just thrown in the towel already? I mean, are they that wore out?
Well, no, I don't think so, because now they're starting to apply that defensive pressure, so I think they want to finish strong. And that's how, you know, if it's 44-28 here with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go, you know, you want to finish strong, Rob, and that's half the thing. If you finish strong, you'll have momentum coming out of this game, win or lose.
Absolutely. Okay, so Grand Island Central Catholic, now the Crusaders with the ball. 5:25 to go in the ball game. Taylor Fay spins and drives his way in and then carries the ball. He tried to make a spin, and he just kind of wrapped his hand over the top of the ball in the process. Referee's right on top of it, so Gretna will have the ball. 44-28. The score remains. Gretna now trying to break this Crusader press. Works it over to the left side. They finally get it across midcourt, and then the pass goes out of bounds right in the hands of their coach. And Gretna, Coach Beacon wasn't too happy about it to begin with, let alone have a ball thrown at him.
I'm pretty sure he loves basketball, but he did not want to be in on that offensive play.
No, that would be the sixth man, and they'll be all over that. So Crusaders now back with the ball with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Good pressure now against Casey Weens. He'll dish it off to Barrientos. His Barrientos pass is no good, and down goes Cole Spurgeon coast-to-coast to make the most. Cole Spurgeon pops in now for 9 points and a good conversion off the breakaway. And that can't be good for the Crusaders. Three-point shot. Good effort for Turner Fay, and Fay made a good fake on it. He faked like he was going to drive inside and then step back and had all kinds of time for the three. Now the other way, and here comes Gretna one more time. Cole Spurgeon drives down and pops another left-handed layup. 4:15 to go in the ball game. It's 48-31 until Casey Weens pops in for a field goal from the baseline. 48-33 is our score. The pressure continues from the Crusaders, broken now by the Dragons as they work their way up now to the left side, watching, letting some time roll down. 48-33 is our score. Ball in the hands of Tanner Miller now. You can watch Gretna trying to run some time off the clock and just work some passing. Nope, inside. Not content with it. The ball battles around. Fourth attempt finally goes underneath the basket. Jared Bloom was there to haul it down, and Bloom has all his points in the second half, and they total 7, 50-33. Dragons continue to dominate the Crusaders tonight, this afternoon. Three-point shot around the rim. It goes no good from Turner Fay. Pass up ahead on the right side now, picked up by Bo Shepherd. Driving inside one more time, Cole Spurgeon goes, makes the give at the last second to Jared Bloom. Bloom shot no good from the baseline. Crusaders will get it back. Clock now under 3 minutes, 50-33. Gretna on top. Pass over to the right side to Hodak. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound goes to the Dragons now. Easily beat the press now, as it looks like Grand Island Central Catholic has just kind of laid off just a little bit on that pressure, and we're going to get a timeout. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break. 50-33 is our score. You're listening to high school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstations and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center one more time. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you. Watching the Gretna Dragons take on Grand Island Central Catholic. And Gretna started off the contest this afternoon with a 10-0 run over the Crusaders. They've never trailed in the contest. They now lead with 2:35 to go in the ballgame, 50-33, and Gretna perfectly content again with going one score for one score.
Yeah, and that's just it, Rob. I mean, Grand Island Central Catholic has to force some turnovers here. And, you know, like I said, just finish strong. You want to get momentum going in to the sub-districts and the districts here. And a strong finish from Grand Island Central Catholic would do really well. You don't want this kind of a taste to be in the back of your mouth.
Right. Tyler Barrientos guilty of a holding foul. Gretna will regroup and break it in. Dragons now with the ball. Tanner Miller getting pressure from Seth Wardine will finally give it up to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon works it around towards the center of the arc, makes a pass over to the left side, picks up Tyler Ortlieb. Miller now gives to Brungardt. Brungardt right back to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon now, as the clock goes under 2 minutes, Spurgeon backpedals, tries to go inside, gets turned away by Wardine. Coming back out to help now will be Tanner Miller. Miller and Barrientos going at it from the Crusaders. Ball's now in the hands of Bo Shepherd. Shepherd was worked on by Weens. He'll give it up and hand it right back to Cole Spurgeon. Battle down on the baseline, coming up with it was Bo Shepherd, and Shepherd comes up with an easy bucket. And it's 52-33. Three-point shot is up. It's no good from Seth Wardine, and the Dragons are there with a minute and 18 to go in the ballgame. 52-33. Ortlieb now makes the give to Tanner Miller at midcourt. Miller drives, makes the pass to Spurgeon. Spurgeon getting worked on by Tyler O'Connor as the clock winds down to under a minute. Tanner Miller now working with the ball. Dragons just kind of working it around. Bounce pass right back out. Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon fakes the drive inside. Stolen by Barrientos, and it's a one-on-one, and driving inside, and I think we did get a blocking call.
Are they calling that on the floor? I think they might have called
no
that
foul
on the floor.
No? They did. They did. So, no basket. So, shot wasn't made. Not a blocking call. So, the Crusaders will just take it inbound from the baseline and have 34 seconds to do something with it. Baseline shot goes up off the inbound. It's no good. Rebound is hauled down by Tyler Ortlieb. And Gretna now watches the clock tick under 20 seconds. Tyler Ortlieb with the ball, passes all the way across, picked up by Bo Shepherd. Shepherd has 12 points on the night as the clock winds down under 5 seconds, 52-33. Big round of applause. And almost giving away too early. Heads up play by the referee for not touching it. That Brungart just kind of flopped it in his general direction, and there were still 2 seconds on the clock. But time expires, and Gretna will walk away with a win at the Hoglund Hoops Classic, 52. And they erased the score that quick.
52-33, final score.
52-33, thank you. I was like, where did it go? Why did you take it away? And I would have had to do some math, for heaven's sake.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. Come back, try to put some numbers together. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Back one more time to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. Glad to have you along for our Heartland Hoops Classic, the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic. We've just watched the Gretna Dragons take care of the Grand Island Central Catholic, and I'm not too sure of my history, but I don't remember the Dragons slaying the Crusaders. Yeah,
well,
I went there.
I liked them. That was good. That was good. But no, it was a... It was really a game that was won and lost, Rob, on the offensive and defensive boards. Rob, get a load of these numbers. 13 offensive rebounds in the second half for Gretna, and then they had 14 defensive rebounds. So, really, they limited Grand Island shots, too. Grand Island Central Catholic wasn't putting up a lot of shots in that second half, and it was just that pressure defense. Gretna, what a defensive game plan. They came out and really just took the game right from the get-go. When they started off with that 10-0 run, that's what you kind of thought. You know, you said that, and then with that defensive pressure and everything, Grand Island Central Catholic really had no opportunities after they got down by 10 early to get back into this game.
Well, and I tell you, I'm looking at some of the points as we're wrapping up here. Turner Fay carried the load for the Crusaders. He scored 15 points to lead all scorers tonight. And then you look over at the Gretna Dragons. Boy, they really just spread out their scoring here. I mean, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of their starters in double digits in scoring.
Well, and they have the ability to do that, Rob. That's part of their offense, is they really like to spread the ball around, you know, get their offense going from every different direction, always keep that defense on their toes, always keep that defense moving, and also the team as a whole shot 50% from the field tonight. So, you know, that just incredible job there. Grand Island Central Catholic not able to get a lot of, you know, when you shoot 50% and you get 15 offensive rebounds in a game, there's not a lot of teams can do to get some extra possessions other than force some turnovers. Grand Island Central Catholic did force Gretna into a few turnovers. Actually, they have 17 on the game for Gretna turnovers, and a lot of them coming off steals, and a lot of them coming late in that fourth quarter on that
fresh
play.
Yeah, but Grand Island Central Catholic, it was too little too late. They just couldn't make a break on it. So that will definitely wear on your score. So that's why Grand Island Central Catholic and Coach Bill Gaber is frustrated with the fact that they just couldn't take advantage of those opportunities, couldn't try to turn things around to make that happen, and Gretna was all over it, and Gretna just had some solid shooters, and they just had a lot of good looks at a lot of plays and a lot of opportunities offensively to pull down some boards and rack up the points. So that's the way this ball game's going to wrap up. 52-33 is our score, Gretna over Grand Island Central Catholic. We've got two more games to send your way from the Harlan Hoops Classic. Up next will be Ralston and Chandron, and then we'll turn things over to Blaine Bulis to watch Omaha Scott take on Hastings St. Cecilia and wrap up this Heartland Hoops Classic. What a great matchup coming up next. Ralston and Chandron, stay with us for that. We'll turn things back over to regular programming. When we come back, we'll go set the stage for that game. Thanks so much for tuning into this matchup. Look forward to the next one. You're listening to high school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic on your ESPN Superstation at ESPNSuperstation.com.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcast of this and all local play-by-play.